Part 2, 7 tips to keep you merry and light this holiday season. Last week, I shared 3 tips on how to stay healthy this holiday season in 2 locations, your home and at work, if you're going back there yet. Today, I'm going to share with you 1 more location and 4 more tips, because it might be one of the hardest places to be healthy. And that location is at holiday social gatherings. That is, if it's safe enough for you to attend any. And keep in mind that this is the most important thing to be healthy. It's to stay at home if you feel unwell, or if there will be a lot of people at these gatherings that'll make it hard to keep physical distance. Keeping yourself free of COVID is the most important thing to be healthy this holiday season. But if you're hosting or attending an event that can be held safely, keep in mind that, like work, social events are often an environment that's hard to control when it comes to eating healthy. So planning ahead is going to be key. Here's tip number 4, exercise. And it doesn't have to be strenuous. Physical activity makes us feel healthy, of course, but it also makes us feel accomplished. Remember from my Merry and Light holiday checklist, which you can download in the show notes if you haven't yet. When you feel good, you tend to make good choices. But when you feel unhealthy, you tend to make unhealthy choices. Doing some kind of physical activity, in the morning preferably, helps you start the day feeling good, which in turn helps you make better choices. Tip number 5 is to dress for success. Again, from my Merry and Light holiday checklist, it's best if you get dressed when you go out. I recall a study of boys who wore a shirt and tie and jacket to school. They found that they paid better attention, learned more, and got better grades because they carried themselves a little differently. Their suits kept them accountable for good behavior. And look, the same can be true for us. Throw on our sweatpants and an oversized sweater when we go out, and we're more likely to make choices we otherwise wouldn't if we got dressed up just a little bit more. Now, tip number 6 is to eat a little something before you go out. We've all gone out to eat when we're starving. There's a lot that can go wrong when this is the case. We tend to choose an unhealthy option on the menu, eat most of the bread the server generously leaves at the table while we wait for our order, and then often eat all of our meal when half or 2/3 may have been enough. Now, there's an easy way to help avoid this. Eat a little something before you leave the house. If you need a suggestion, I prefer a small handful of mixed nuts. The protein and fat they contain can hold you over just enough before your meal arrives at the restaurant. And tip number 7 is to make a black and white commitment. I use this one a lot myself, and my clients particularly find it useful as well. Before I leave the house, I make a black and white commitment, also known as a no matter what statement. For example, I may say to myself something like this, and out loud is best. No matter what, I will not eat the bread if the server leaves some. Or, no matter what, I will take half of my meal home. If I'm unfamiliar with the restaurant, I'll look up the menu ahead of time on their website and make my choice then, not when I arrive starving at the restaurant. Now, this works for holiday gatherings at people's houses or office parties too. Here are a couple of example no matter what statements. No matter what, I will not go back for seconds. Or here's another one. No matter what, I will only try one dessert, even if there are many. Again, I use some of these for myself. And I can attest to the fact that when I make these statements and say them out loud to myself, or I tell them to someone going with me for accountability, and if I stick to it, I feel so good, and you will too. Now, I know this is a lot to keep in mind, so let me summarize by sharing the main points from part one last week and part two today. Here are three principles to keep in mind. The first principle is to try to avoid the all or nothing approach. The goal is to have a merry and light holiday season, not one or the other. And this is going to require trying to balance the two for you. The next principle is when you feel good, you make good choices. Exercise is one of the best ways to feel good physically, mentally, and emotionally during the holidays. And these great feelings lead to great, healthy choices. And finally, plan ahead as much as you can. This will help you make the best decisions, which in this case are logical ones rather than emotional ones. Most of all, this is a great time of year to practice being present. Awareness is the key to making the best choices for ourselves. When you feel you're on the brink of overindulging, ask yourself what's stirring inside you. Are you bored? Sad? Are you feeling rebellious? We all have these feelings. You're not alone. More than anything, please, please be gentle with yourself this holiday season. It's been a weird year. So approach your awareness with curiosity rather than judgment. Beating yourself up for bad choices might seem like the right thing to do in the moment, but ultimately it's not. So I hope these tips have helped you today. Think about it. Which one will you implement this holiday season? And then please share that with us in our Me Time Midlife community on Facebook. If you're not a member of our group yet, I encourage you to join us. The link with more info is in the show notes. Thanks, as always, for listening, and I'll see you next week. If you find the Me Time Midlife podcast valuable, there are many ways you can support it. The best way is to simply tell your midlife friends about it. It also helps the show's visibility if you rate and review it on iTunes, Stitcher, or simply directly in your Apple Podcasts app if you listen to the show that way. And if you want more me time in your life and continue the conversations we have on the show with other women on a similar journey, consider joining our Me Time Midlife community on Facebook. Simply search for Me Time Midlife Community in your Facebook search bar, or go to metimemidlifepodcast.com to learn more. Thank you again for listening. And until next time, remember, you've been taking care of everyone else. It's your turn to take care of you.